This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Yes, Jack Brickhouse is back. And before we get into it, I want to thank all of you for the emails and the positive questions. And I made sure to forward all this stuff to Jack. Last week's show went by so fast, Jeremy. I had four more chapters. I had scratched up. We was barely three.
Had to be a part two. This is a must.
So had to be a part two. Asked Jack to come back. He said yes. And we're going to pick this up. But before we even jump back in this, because everybody wanted to know how to get in touch with Mr. Jack Brickhouse, who was the author of Cigarettes and Bad Decisions. And some of the questions, Jack, we were getting are you available for speaking engagements?
Absolutely. MrJackBrickhouse.org for any mentoring. You can speak in engagements there. There's a link there for the book, all of that. We have a community-based network, PanoramicLifestyle.com. You can check out a lot of different interviews there. There's podcasts, all of that. So MrJackBrickhouse.org, PanoramicLifestyle.com.
MrBrickhouse.org.
Yes.
And say the other one.
PanoramicLifestyle, all one word, .com.
Man, because that was mainly the most questions. And are you willing to travel out of state?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's all. You click the link for speaking engagements.
There you go.
Yeah, we make it all happen, man. Education, whatever you want to do, I can
talk.
There
you go. Website one more time, MrJackBrickhouse.org.
Yes, sir.
.org. Look, if you missed last week's show, because we're about to jump right into this with a very powerful chapter, you need to go to last week's show. So log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org, because you're jumping right in the middle of something that may not make sense to you right now, but it's a big buildup to this. So I want to start off with this chapter. Everything starts with mentality.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Go ahead, Jack.
Mental preparation for your task at hand is super critical or super important. Just a change in mental perspective can change your life. And again, that's how I changed my life. Again, coming from one of the worst cities that we have here. You have a negative aspect on things or negative perspective on things, because that's your environment, and that's not just my city, that's any city in America or any city around the world.
So
you're in survival mode at that time, because before you can worry about education, you worry about work, you got to worry about surviving. You got to worry about, if I go out to this grocery store, will there be a drive-by? Will I accidentally get killed by just doing something that routinely other people do without worries?
Right.
So that's your mentality. So you have a survival mentality. And again, negativity kind of plagues that mentality at that time. But if you take if you can flip your mental perspective around and understand that I have a presentation, it's called positive plus negative equals success.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Right.
Unpack that a little bit. I heard a little bit about it, but unpack that.
Yeah. So the core of that is, most people want to live in a place of just positivity where you're in excess of positive things. But the way our universe is set up it doesn't work that way. Right. Everything is in balance. So you need negative to balance out the positive. And the overall visual to paint that picture, I use a car battery, right? If you have a car battery, you have a positive post, you have a negative post on that car battery. If one of those posts die on you, your car is not going down the road, right? So in balance, you're able to drive down the road. We're able to make the trip to Chicago or to California,
right?
Because we're in balance. It's the same thing in life. To get those positive results, sometimes you have to go through some negative lessons. But instead of saying, oh, man, why did this happen? And, oh, this is my life. You take the lesson out of that. And that lesson is going to help you to get to that positive place. And so, I give another example. Let's say you got a bonus at your job, $1,000, right? So you already planned, oh, I'm going to go out and do this and take the wife here. On the way home, the car quits.
Man.
You got to take the car in. So now $700 out of that $1,000, you're upset. I hate this car, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Instead of saying, thank goodness I got this $1,000 bonus that I didn't have to come up with this money.
And thank goodness it broke down today when I got the check
when I
and
got
not
the
a
check.
Month ago.
And not a month ago, because then that would have put me in a tight spot and say, well, the bonus paid for that, and I still have $300 to still do something.
And you
with.
Got the new part for the car.
And you got the new part. You got everything.
For $700 instead of trying to dig up $3,000 for a down payment and pay $500 a month for the next 3, 4, 5 years, and you're paying for an upside down car.
Absolutely. And so, again, just that small mental perspective of saying, hey, at least I still was able to, pay for everything, and I still have this $300 here.
You know what's funny? My wife and I talk about this sometimes. We save money when we can. You know, we got the kids at home. They're always into something, sports or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we'll say, let's save this for a rainy day.
Right.
Then when a rainy day comes, you know what we say? It wasn't supposed to be for this.
Yeah. Control.
So what would be considered the rainy day? You know what I mean?
The
tires needed to be replaced.
Yeah. I mean, as humans, we kind of have this control thing that we can control life, right? You can control yourself, and that's about it, you know?
Yes.
We react to the environments that we are placed in, and that is ever changing, you know. And especially you doing a radio show, everything doesn't always go as planned, right? So sometimes you can't control that. You can control you, and you can control your reaction, but you can't control your guests showing up late or your guests not being prepared or whatever it is.
Right.
So that's nothing for you to get upset about. All you can do is make the best of whatever that situation
that's
was.
Right.
And you learn. What did you learn? Not to book that guest again. Right. You learn. So now, even though that was a negative situation, you took something positive from it.
So talk to that person that finally got that new job.
Right.
Or is finally in that new relationship with him or her.
Okay.
Okay. And what's your mentality behind getting in that relationship? Is it because this person can maybe help you and drive your children to daycare in the morning?
Right.
Let's talk about that, because a lot of breakdown of relationships.
Yeah.
And not just dating, marriage relationships, but just friendship, business relationships.
Yeah.
Please break that down.
Yeah. So I was having a conversation a while back with an individual, this was a personal relationship. And so this person going into the relationship had come up with, you know, they were at where they were at. Both people were at a place, but this one person thought that the other person was going to change. You said, oh, this person just needs to grow. And I said, well, what you need to realize is these are your expectations. This person never agreed to any of this. You decided that this was going to happen, or this business relationship was going to go this way. So you stuck it out thinking, not because you were genuinely wanted to be a part of it. You thought that your expectations were going to be met because this person was going to grow into your form, right? And that doesn't always happen. So when you again, it's a control thing. You can control your portion of the relationship, but you can't control the other person or the other business entity or whoever it may be. So control you. It's nice to have expectations, but understand those will change and you can't control the other entity.
And we also need to realize, because some people say, well, I'm disappointed in this relationship. I'm disappointed in this person. I'm disappointed in this job.
Yeah.
Your disappointment comes from expectations that was not met.
It was not met.
You came with different expectations into this relationship. You came to this job with a different expectation.
Right.
When you filled out the application, you got the job duty. You said you would move the brick from the north side to the south side. Now you're doing it.
Yeah.
Now you're complaining.
Now you complain.
When you got into the relationship, you was fine because the person was a homebody.
Yep.
Now you're mad because all you do is
go out.
Stay home.
Yeah.
Stay home with the homebody.
Right.
So it's just, what are your expectations?
Right.
So we are about to jump in this next segment. Right. But before we do, we're going to pay some bills.
100.
And let everybody know that you are listening to The Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest, two-time guest, back-to-back guest, is Mr. Jack Brickhouse, author of the book Cigarettes and Bad Decisions.
Yes, sir.
We'll return after this.
Would you consider partnering with Father Matters? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry, and all funds raised go directly to the Father Matters Ministry for Families. You could even become a partner today by going to fathermatters.org. That's fathermatters.org. And click the Donate to Father Matters icon. It's that easy. Or if you want to send a check, you can call for the address 602-774-3298. That's 602-774-3298 for Father Matters. Father Matters, making better communities by supporting each other.
Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported in all Father Matters programs and services, are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. You have a chapter here called Ice Cold.
Yeah.
Please, please, please touch on Ice Cold.
Ice Cold, that's actually one of the people's favorite chapters is Ice Cold. So Ice Cold for us is another term for tunnel vision, right? So my partner, Coffee Black, and I, we kind of coined that maybe, man, that was over a decade ago. So we used to call it getting ice cold because you get in situations, whether it's in business or whenever you're trying to accomplish something, where you kind of have to zone out, right? So if you're LeBron James in the NBA playoffs, you love your family, but you got work to do. Mm-hmm. So everybody else has to step to the side and, yeah, your kid is doing this and your wife is doing this, but I have to win this championship or at least be at my best to do that. So ice cold is just saying that it gets frigid around you, you know, in your ecosystem, as we talked about in the first show, where it's not that you are intentionally trying to harm your friends and family and loved ones. Is that the task that you are currently taking on is so difficult or is so time consuming that you have to block out everybody else in order to be able to focus and accomplish that task. So we just call it getting ice cold. And kind of going back to the first show with crabs in a barrel, you got to get ice cold on those crabs from time to time, right? You got to block all of that negative energy out of there.
Yeah, you've got to be ice cold when you're going to sit down and say, you know what, this year, whatever year it is, I'm going to become debt free.
Right.
And brother, as soon as you get that credit card paid down to the final $150 and it's done, here goes the big screen on sale.
Oh, yeah. Because
everybody got to come to your house to watch the game.
Right.
And they can't watch the game on a 32-inch.
Yeah,
they got to watch the game on a 60-inch.
Yeah, right.
Now, no one's paying at the door. You done paid for the food. You done paid for the TV. Yeah. You paid for all this stuff. They going to come, eat up all your food, watch your big screen, and go home. And next month, guess who's stuck with that $150 bill?
Every
you
month.
You got to be ice cold with that.
Yes.
And it's so powerful. Can you give us a personal story about focusing and being ice cold?
Oh, yeah. No, it happens all the time. So I do a lot of work in the community. I'm an entrepreneur, operate several companies. So, when you're an entrepreneur, your company is like another child. Right? If you neglect your kid goes wayward. You neglect your business goes wayward.
Yes.
So there are times when we take on certain projects. Again, when we wrote this book, we all had to get ice cold.
And give me those other two. I don't mean to stop your flow, but you got two powerful authors who co-wrote this.
Yeah,
their names again.
Yeah, shout out to Juan, a.k.a. Hollow Tip, my man Coffee Black. Again, those are my wife and then my best friend.
Yes.
Man. So, yeah, we took a lot to bring that together, but we were able to get it done. So it was a point where we had to get ice cold. That was such a big task to write a book.
Yeah,
that you have to block out the outside influences or
distractions,
outside.
Bro.
Distractions.
Ooh,
yeah.
They will come.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm working all it. The wife knows, and I also give her space. Like it happens. We both, because she's entrepreneurial also. So you have to be able to give that space, and having a spouse or a loved one, people who can understand that is super duper important. Having that support system, because it's not that you're sending negative energy. Is that just understand I'm in the zone right now and let me do this and then I'll be back and we'll celebrate.
Because I'm in the zone for you.
For you.
I'm absolutely in the zone for you, kids. I'm in the zone for you, spouse. I'm in the zone for you, savings account.
Yep.
So we can't allow people to be so quick to say you're always doing this, because they need to stop and realize he or she is always doing this for you. It's temporary.
Right, right.
You know, I talk to people when we do our workshops. Now, if you flip in two jobs because you're trying to impress people with money you don't have, okay, or because your neighbor wouldn't got a Ford F-150, now you got to go get a brand new Ford F-150.
Right.
That don't make no sense.
No, that's completely
But if you sit down with your spouse and say, hey, for 4 months, I'm going to work two jobs, and with that extra part-time money, we're going to pay down this debt.
Right.
It's temporary. You know, our time is going to be limited, but in 4 months, we're going to be that much more freer.
Yes. And that's what the long goal. You're playing the long game as opposed to the short game. Absolutely. That's what it's about. 100%.
We got one more powerful chapter I want to talk about. But before we do that, needs are the real nerds. I'm sorry. Yeah. My eyes bouncing around. Nerds
are the real cool
kids.
Yeah.
And the reason why, and the title might be separate from what you're going to get into.
Yeah.
But I was sharing this with my son a little bit because he's a good kid. Everybody got to say the kids is good. My son is awesome, man. He He hangs out with the special need kids.
Yeah.
He helps out the little kindergarten. He's in the fourth grade.
Right.
You know, and he helps people out, man. He's got a servant heart.
Right.
And he would think sometimes, is that, I tell him, that's not nerdy, man, because you're serving. Can you touch on nerds are the real cool kids?
Yeah. So if you, again, individuals like you just spoke about, you know, about your son, all the kids who jump into the student council and do all of these things that are not cool. Are your leaders in the real world. Once you get out of high school, all that doesn't matter. All the nerdy techie people, they run your Apples and your, you know, all of those people who are disciplined is the key word. Those are the nerds because they're disciplined because they get great grades or they pay attention in class or they're in these clubs, you know, working on leadership or whatever it is. They're considered nerdy in high school. Once you transition out of high school, though, those are your power players. These are your people in politics. Again, these are your people that learn that lead all of these different companies that were considered nerds, even in the entertainment, all the act, you know, it's not cool to be in drama club in high school until you're winning an Oscar for it.
For acting.
It's the same thing. So when we say that's what we say, be disciplined and you know, jump into whatever it is you like to do. Don't worry about it. It's hard in high school because, you know, everybody's trying to fill themselves out. But those people that are considered nerds are the people who really deliver on the back end.
And I love what you said about worry about people say. I read a saying a while back ago. It said, if you worry about what people think of you, you become their prisoner.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You got to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Don't be no prisoner to nobody.
Right.
You know, and going back to, like you said, being involved with certain things. Also, we put a post. It was probably 8-9 months ago on Father Matters. And it was said, if you had to go in for an emergency surgery.
Right.
And you were in the hospital bed and this surgery is life or death. What if the doctor who walked in that room was the kid you bullied in elementary?
Absolutely. And that's it. That sums up the nerds that are real right there.
Whoa.
Right there. That's it.
What if the doctor that can save your life as an adult was the kid you bullied every day trying to be cool?
Yeah.
Trying to fit in.
Yeah. And that happens. I mean, that's real life. 100%.
Pursue happiness.
Yeah.
And the money will come. That's chapter 15.
Yeah, that's
how. Slowly unpack that.
Okay. So,
because a lot of people think you need to pursue money and then the happiness will come.
Yeah, no, and it's vice versa. So again, going back to even in the positive plus negative presentation, the way I end that, there's this video clip. There's this gentleman in I want to say he's in London or somewhere in Europe, and clearly he's into the medieval scene, right, with swords and torches and all right. So in this video, it's a little minute video. He has turned his love into all this, you know, these medieval tools into a profession where he's charging women to do their hair with these swords, with blow torches, with all of these things, and charging a nominal fee for it.
And getting it,
right? He has lines out the door to get into his salon. And when you see it, I mean, he's in his, you know, he long hair, he's happy, but he's making money at that. So the whole point of showing that is, if this guy, imagine your friend coming to, hey man, I'm going to start doing hair with blow torches and swords. Like, okay. Sure, you're going to make money at that. I'm pretty sure he didn't have any support with that. He's clearly doing that. So if you follow your passion, you can monetize. My whole point with that is you can monetize anything. People do it every single day. You can monetize whatever your passion is. It may be a slow process because you have to create it. But you can monetize it and be happy at doing what you want to do. That's the basis of that. So whatever it is that makes you happy, follow that. But the one question I would say pose to yourself is, Following what could be your dream can turn into your nightmare. So, example, we'll go back to sports. It's nice to want to be in the NBA in the off season when you can cruise around in your convertible.
Right.
But during the season, it's time to put in work. You're traveling. You're away from your family. You got practice in between all that.
Right.
There's a grind. So you love playing basketball, but anytime you do something professionally, it's a little bit different than doing it as a hobby. It takes more time, more of your time, and more of your dedication because you're saying I'm a professional at this. So, going into that, it's always nice when you can work at something that you love to do. But understand, if you're going to do it professionally, it changes. Your dedication has to change because now I talk touring with a lot of artists. Everyone thinks it's fun to tour for like the first week. Then after that, it's a grind. It's a different city, right? You're not getting sleep. You're in front of people. People don't care about you and your spouse had an argument.
Right.
When you hit the stage, they want you to deliver.
And be your best.
And be your best, right? Coming into the interview, the people who listen to this interview don't care what we had going on yesterday. They want to hear a good radio show.
Right.
Right? And so that's part of it. But also, you know, just going back to the happiness part, whatever you're happy about, even though most people will tell you you can't make money, you can make money at anything. And you can be happy doing it. So follow, you know, whatever that desire is. Again, it'll be a long road because you have to, you got to figure out how to monetize it, but you can definitely monetize. Yeah. You see it every day.
Do what you love to do.
Right.
And find people to pay you for it.
That's it. And that's what it comes down to. Right. And that's exactly what it comes
down
to.
And if you are excited about what you do.
Right.
If you are serious about what you do, people will come and watch you burn.
They will.
Because people want to believe that you believe that you're actually doing what you love to do.
That's it.
Some people will sit back and watch and say, yeah, I see you doing that. But you look like a person who really don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just.
But if you're excited about what you're doing, you're passionate, it's your purpose, people will come and watch you burn.
They will.
Let me wrap this up with this chapter right here.
Yeah.
There is always a way.
Always.
Why?
Always a way. So in many cases, I have a slide that says, don't say I can't, say I can. I'm just choosing not to. Right. So the path to get to, you know, wherever your goal to, or objective is not always the easiest path, but there's always a way to get there. But if, you know, if a person is formulated, oh, I'm going to do this and this and this to get here. And then they take a look at what that really looks like. And it's not that way. Mm-hmm. They quit or they say, oh, I can't do that. So it's not that you can't, you know, be persistent or be committed or be disciplined to do that. You're choosing not to because it's a little too tough for you. Right. So there's always a way to get to any goal that you want to get to. But you just have to be. Are you committed is the question.
That's right. And and can or can't is really a will or won't.
That's it.
It's
that's
not
it.
That you can't.
Right.
Go and start that business, or you can't go to your child's sporting events. You won't.
You won't. You won't. And it's a choice. And understanding that's a choice is key. So, again, the road, you know, a lot of times you have to pave the road. That's what I say. You know, before there was roads here in Arizona, there was gravel and there was rock, right? Somebody had to take the time to pave that and even learn what the path was to pave, right? Highways don't just fall into place and then magically somebody had to pave that road. So that's the same thing in life. You want to be an entrepreneur, you have to pave that road.
Why this book for young adults?
For us, we were able, so each chapter in the book, you get three different perspectives, which is, you know, kind of unique. So it's not just me talking about a chapter. Each one of us talk and give our perspective in each chapter. And we're basically just kind of collectively going back through our past, all the things that we went through, and just trying to drop some gems. Or at least what I like to say is put that pebble in the shoe. You know, you get a pebble in your shoe, eventually you're going to stop and get the pebble.
Yeah, take that out.
Right? So we just want to drop gems and kind of relay some of the information that we found later in life to those earlier in life. Right?
And I ask that question because what people really need to realize, ain't nothing new.
Nothing.
I just turned 50 this past summer.
Yeah.
And some of the things that I managed to get myself in by choice
as
a teenager in my early 20s.
Yeah.
Do you know I see kids doing the same thing.
Same thing.
And in their mind, they're doing something new.
Yeah.
From style of dress to music choices to good or bad habits.
Right.
And what I love about this, because what you also say is for older adults, it gives you an opportunity to reminisce.
Reminisce, yeah.
And brother, I was able to reminisce on some of this stuff that you were saying in this book, because I'm thinking, man, I thought I was the only one.
Appreciate it.
I thought my generation.
Yeah.
You know, we graduated in the 80s, so I'm thinking that was my generation. But you know what, man? This book is important. And this book is also important for parents to get it, to read with their children, man.
Yeah. Co-op time, man. It's important.
You know, because ain't nothing new.
Yeah, it's all the same.
What you thinking about doing, I done already did.
Absolutely.
And what you thinking about doing, I already know you thinking about doing it.
Right.
And Jeremy, cigarettes and bad decisions, this book, when you and I was glancing at it, it's just powerful.
It is. The things that I love is like, okay, step one, get your ecosystem. You know what I mean? There's like a plan here. Get those crabs out of there.
Get them out.
Got to stay ice cold sometimes. Like, again, these are all tools that I'm taking and, you know, you can use. And it's been a wonderful interview.
But see, what I love about this now, the hardest thing is going to be for people to go to the website and order a copy of this book, because it's a tool, because you're not going to get all the answers. You're not going to get all the answers in these 2 weeks. I appreciate Jack coming back. So, Jack, once again, how can people get a hold of Cigarettes and Bad Decisions and get a hold of you for speaking engagements, staff development trainings,
all that
you do? One more time, brother.
Absolutely. Book, Barnes & Nobles, Amazon. Actually, anywhere you can buy books, if they don't have it, they can get it for you. But like I said, you can definitely order it off those sites.
But I'm going to cut in because, like you said, you're an entrepreneur. I'd rather them order it from your website because they go to Amazon, all these commercial places.
Yeah.
They're getting their cut.
Yeah.
And you got this stuff on your website as well.
Yeah. MrJackBrickhouse.org. It'll take you there. You know, our bottom line is we just want to get the information in people's hands. That's how we kind of approach that. But yeah, MrJackBrickHouse.org. You can book me there, coaching, all of that stuff. There's a tab for speaking engagements.
Yes.
I do leadership, inspiration, all of that stuff. And then we have panoramiclifestyle.com, interview series, podcasts, all of those things.
Well, you've heard it. Yeah. You've heard it 2 weeks in a row. He gave you all this contact information. Parents, the next move is on you. Adults, the next move is on you. This is a very, very powerful book, Cigarettes and Bad Decisions. Jack, not once, for 2 weeks in a row, my friend. Thank you for driving all the way back out here to continue on sharing. I appreciate you, man.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Vance. I appreciate you guys.
And thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.